Thank you for returning your call. You reached Local Splash. My name is Giselle. How are you today?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, yes. And how may I help you?
Sorry, I received this missed call like 3 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. And can I have your company name?
Oh, we have like more than one company actually, but the company that I'm working in right now is Colorado Stone Companies, Rocky Mountain Excavating and Fence.
Oh, so we actually called to speak with you about having your company listed on the first page of Google for your categories in the area.
Is your company is Local Splash?
That's right. You were a Google Premier partner. Am I speaking to the owner by chance?
Yeah. Right. I had a phone call yesterday with Angel. So that was his name. Right. My boss, I'm the executive assistant actually in this company for Rocky Mountain, and I was calling regarding on behalf of my boss, Mr. Ed Gutierrez, and he used to have an account with you. He already opened an account with you like long time ago, maybe last year, and he paid the opening account fees, which was $300 to open the account, and then the account got the account status right now is on hold because he sent the text message that he wanted to cancel, but that was by mistake. Okay, so I called Angel yesterday and I told him that Mr. Gutierrez wants to get this account to be retrieved or activated back again. But he told me that you need to speak to the account holder since this is a high risk transaction. So that was the last conversation that I had with Angel yesterday, that I told him that Mr. Gutierrez will get back to you as soon as possible because this week is very super busy. So, we should actually take it from there. Like, Mr. Gutierrez should show up over the phone and process the activation of his account. If you got anything to help, that would be amazing.
Okay, and do you have the phone number that is associated to Rocky Mountain? That's the company name.
Yes. Yeah. It's 303-919.
All right.
3400.
All right, let me just look into this, okay? And I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. I'm Giselle, and yours?
Andy. My name is Andy.
All right, yeah. Andy, give me one moment, Andy. Let me just look into this.
Sure.
Okay, so Angel actually noted here that, should we call you on the 9th? Or let me just see what I can do for now, all right?
Okay, yeah, sure, take your time.
All right, thank you, Andy. All right, she is available right now. I can request her to call you. What's the best number for her to call you?
You can try this number or Mr. Gutierrez's number, but I recommend my number
Your number.
Mr. Editor, yeah, the number that I'm calling you on right now, ending with 1994. Because Mr. Gutierrez might not be over the phone, like, all the time, because he's super busy this week. So,
all right.
And you can just put my number as the point of communication.
Yes, and this is for the Rocky Mountain account, right?
That's for the Rocky Mountain account, that's right, yes.
Got it, not a problem, Andy. All right, we'll get in touch. So most likely, she'll call you, like, as soon as possible, maximum, like, 24 hours, right?
Yeah, I mentioned, please, that I'm not the account holder, actually. I'm the executive assistant of the account holder. That's okay.
Yeah, sure. I will mention that.
Okay.
All right. Not a problem. All right. Thank you, Andy.
I got one more question before you go, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Sorry about that. Regarding to, just to confirm what Angel said, that the $300 that Mr. Gutierrez paid, he said that he doesn't have to pay them again. He will pay some other fees, but regarding the $300, since the account will be reactivated again, there is no need to pay the $300 opening the fees account again. Is that true, or you don't have an idea of that?
I will mention that. All right.
Okay.
Anything else?
Yeah.
Huh?
Okay, that's all. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Andy. Have a great day.
Perfect. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.